It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Anyway, we're back again, the 4Play Podcast, property of 96.9 Cool FM Kano. I'm Detox. It's a full house today.
Oh, yes.
Scarlett with a double T. Hello, girl.
Hey, hey.
We've got Blue Magic in the house.
What's going on, KCD?
We couldn't get a hold of Mr. Mega with a double G. As a matter of fact, Mr. Mega has ghosted us. Like... We've yes. been calling him and the man, he refused to pick our call.
Yes.
It's like...
But it's fine, it's just sorry. Right.
But we have another mega. Mega head.
Yo, 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 yo. Niggas and niggas is bopping.
Yeah, you know we call it 4Play Podcast because it's just four of us. It's talking about random stuff. And today we're back again. I mean, we're winding down the year 2023. We're in October. Depends on when you're listening to this podcast, but October is when we're having this conversation. Only two months before we wrap up 2023. So we just want to take a look back at some of the biggest hits of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a pretty much a good year musically.
Well,
would I be right to say that though?
I don't know. I know. I think it's like mixed feelings though.
Mixed feelings.
Yeah.
So anyway, so let's get on with it. Let's talk about some of the top albums that have come out in 2023. One of the first albums that came out is, I don't want to call it album, let's just call it project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes an EPs and blah 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 blah. So Fuse put out something, one of the first guys put out something in 2023. Came out in February. Mm-hmm. I think it was on that same project that we have that electricity song.
Electricity.
That was a banging song though.
It was. I feel like that's the only song of that album that actually made it out because I can't remember off the top of my head songs from that album. To be honest, I can't remember. So yeah, that one is the song from that album that made sense. And I feel Davido is a good feature.
Yes.
If you have a single and you want your song to pop, just put Davido on. He adds his shake me music on it and then it's a vibe. So
call him the best Afro futuristic artist.
Okay.
Wow.
Megaheads has a name for it. Anyway, so but Electricity, is that such a song we should pen down and say top 10 banging hits of the year? Is Electricity going to be one of them though?
No.
Because as the year goes on, it becomes such a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think was Electricity really this year or was it last year though?
I think the song in itself came out before, but then the project from where it came out from, which is the Feels Good, was released in February of this year.
It wasn't really popping this year, if you ask me though. Was it really popping this year?
Yeah,
I don't remember playing the song. I think the song from the album, I don't know if it's on the album, Jello featuring Young John.
Now that's yesterday now. Jello is
Jello that they released how many months ago?
Something from yesterday.
Eh?
I mean, after Fuse put out this project in February, I think he was like, everybody was like, you know, the year is new. Nobody wanted to be the one to drop something. Mm-hmm. I don't think we got anything until March. Timeless,
you don't want to go against Davido,
and I can't believe Timeless came out in March.
Do you get the longevity of Timeless? It needs to be
studied. Timeless.
The guy has. I feel like Davido knew exactly what he was doing, even at a point where we were like, "Oh, where's the Feel video? Where's the Feel video?" And he kept on publicizing unavailable all year long.
Yeah.
And then boom, he drops the Feel video, and now the buzz for the Timeless album is right back again from where it started.
It feels like the album came out like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And this is October, and it's still banging. Like you said, Scarlett, the Feel video only came out a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Unavailable has multiple remixes.
Yeah.
They even got Lato on it.
They even got Sean Pizzo on it.
They went out all there, got Sean Paul, Major Lazer. I think I like that Sean Paul remix better.
One thing about that remix is it wasn't even done for Nigerians. Mm. And I think it's going to be popping in Jamaica and the Caribbeans.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, just maybe, Davido was targeting the carnivals. I think that might have been the reason why he did that remix though.
Makes sense. Yeah. Sounds something like that. So that was in March. Oh boy. And then it's the same album that has No Competition.
No Competition.
Yeah. We've not even milked No Competition yet.
Na Money, my favorite.
Which I think is winning a Grammy soon.
Yeah, he has actually submitted it for, like, you know, for the Grammys. Yeah. And that's really interesting because, like,
But what Grammy would Na Money win, Shao? In which category?
No, like, the album is what he submitted. The album is what he submitted.
Because I don't really see anybody. The only album that might come close to Davido.
I told them.
No!
I was waiting for you guys to say, I told them. I'm like, no.
I think it would be Walk of Art.
Yeah.
But I don't think Asake can beat Davido in this thing.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Not yet. There's that Davido effect. Look, this guy put out an album way back in March, and we're still talking about it now. So there's something he has done right.
And even besides that, I feel like Asake's album is more besides like Lonely at the Top. But honestly, if you want to look at the criteria at which music songs are being picked by, you know, the board of people at the Grammys, because we all know there's a board that picks out the songs. I feel like Asake might have a few songs on his album, but considering everything that Davido went through to actually birth the Timeless album, his kid, and then his wife giving birth to twins, and everything that he has actually gone under during the past few months, the baby mama drama, I feel like maybe his album will top Asake. But that Lonely at the Top, though.
What a banger.
Bruh.
Big tune. So was that was the next album that came out, big album. Although Shay Vibe had put out something.
Oh boy, please.
Then Asake put out something in June, Walk of Art. Big deal. It's like it's hard for you to even skip it. It's just every song is like
every
a single.
A banger. Mm.
It was just, I mean, it still is nice to listen to that. Shay Vibes. Asake. Mobad put out his Blessed EP. We slept on it until he died. Crazy, man.
Bruh, like, it's so weird. Yesterday
we were
having
in June.
Bruh, that's crazy.
Oh, wow, June.
In June.
That's crazy.
We were like, it's just Mobad. He will give us another one.
As in?
And that was the last one he was going to give us, but we didn't know.
But was the album really that good?
EP, right?
Let's take away sentiment. Would you say the EP was really great? Let's take away the sentiment of the fact that he died. Right.
That okay, so let's look at the songs from that EP or one of the big word Peace, right? Peace is not a bad song. But when the EP came out, we didn't really listen or vibe to it.
I think it's because Mobad was an underdog artist.
Yeah.
Like, he was an underground artist. People did not really know about him. So his album or EP would not really pop as much. And as when he dropped the
Blessed.
At the time he dropped the Blessed album, he wasn't with Nairamali Records any longer. So he didn't have like a very strong, big record label behind him to push the EP to, you know, for us to actually listen to the song and listen to it well. So I just think everything was just against the guy. Poor dude.
Yeah. Not just about that. But okay, let me ask. Scarlett, if you were to rate the Blessed album, what are you going to rate it though?
I give it like a solid 7.
It's
not bad.
It's not bad. But then again, I think
it's just a few songs on it. It's just an EP.
I think for an underdog, you need to do like a solid 9 or a 10. Especially when you don't have that fat budget. Because one thing about it
and
is,
at this time, Nairamali wasn't paying the bills anymore.
Exactly. You need to do something like a 9 or a 10. Now, the reason is so that even if you don't have the budget to carry, you might see people who will be willing to push it. So I think it's kind of understandable that it wasn't that blown up until he died.
Yeah. But do you actually expect that with, let's just say he was going through a whole lot while that album was in the cooks, right? Do you really expect that with everything he was going through, he would still put out a 10 album? Like with what he put out to have a 7 for me.
That's
why. This is when sentiment comes
people
in.
Use no, that like, as an opportunity. Don't we get best song from Amale when he's down?
You understand what I'm saying?
full depression is. I know now.
So after Mobad's EP came out in June, I mean, a couple people put out something. I know Magneto did, Charlie Poppy did, Crayon.
Charlie Poppy said his own is Charlie Pluto. Now that's his own.
Crayon went from Trench to Triumph. Then we had such a massive project, Adekunle Gold.
Period.
Tequila Ever After. Oh my God. Girl. This one was something else.
The song or with the Ogaranya. Better make way when you see
Ogaranya. Ogaranya. Ogaranya is there. Party know they stop. The party actually didn't stop when that song came out,
yeah,
man.
It and was
I think I'd put out Party Know They Stop as song that should be on the top 10 releases of the year.
It actually does stand a chance though. It does. It sounds really good.
Ogaranya had that social media buzz.
Ogaranya is
everybody
mid.
Jumped on the
Ogaranya,
challenge.
I might probably be crucified, but Ogaranya is mid. It's a nice song, but it's mid. I feel like it was just really made for social media, and social media blew it up, like you said. So
it's just regular for me though. Should it really make it? There's a lot of great songs that came out in 2023.
Yeah.
Ogaranya is good.
It's good.
Right? But it's average.
It's not the best song of the year.
I don't even know why I keep saying, because they've bumped up our taste bud to very high. And then, saying this, I don't think there were really huge songs apart from Davido's, of which I wasn't feeling when it dropped.
Stay right here on the 4Play Podcast.
Feel bad saying it right now.
Anyway, if you're just joining us right now on the 4Play Podcast, that's what you're checking out. I'm Detox. Scarlett is in the house. Megaheads, your radio's frequency is here. Yep. And Blue Magic, we're having conversation around some of the big albums and songs that have been released for 2023. We're in October already. So is there anyone who is... maybe I'll ask you guys this question when we finish talking about these albums. Mm-hmm. Any albums we are looking forward to as we wrap up the year? But when Tequila Ever After drops, there was so much expectation from this Maverick project from Kiss Daniel Shao.
I don't know what. First of all, I don't know what syndrome I would say Kiss Daniel is going through at this point. Mm. But that Maverick album, it wasn't giving Kiss Daniel at all.
Yeah.
From the publicity to the songs on the album, the only song from that album that is like popping, I would say, is My G.
Yeah.
My G, sugar pop. And maybe it's Bugatti.
And even My G, even is like, just get us a beat.
It's just very... It's not giving Kiss Daniel. Kiss Daniel is...
I think what happened to Kiss Daniel was he gave us back-to-back bangers. He had... Was it 2021 or 2022? Was his year?
Songs, like,
you know when he had that Bugatti song?
Huge.
And then he followed it up. There's another one. Is it Kondo or Cuff? What's that?
Yes, Cuff or Dog?
Yes, or Dog.
Yeah, it was huge.
And then there was a Shuperu.
Okay.
And they say, "Hey guys, relax, I'm putting out a project." Everybody say, "Oh, right. Mom, may I clean my ear?"
You know,
the Maverick came. I don't know what force he was fighting at that time, but they may have overcome or overpowered him.
But the Rich Till I Die didn't do bad though.
Rich Till I Die, oh yeah, that's another song. Yeah.
Was it on the Maverick?
Yeah, it's on the Maverick actually.
But
I think that's the song from the album
that came out in July. A couple months later, I mean August though. Mm-hmm. We had the Olamide's Unruly.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, make me ginger. Hey!
Make me ginger. Do you know that the funny thing is that's the only song I know from the album? Do you know any other song off the top of your head, bro?
No.
Bruh.
Did he put New Religion on that album or I'm a Piano with Ashake? Or those are Ashake's songs?
I think New Religion is there on the album because that's his song with I'm a Piano. With Ashake. I'm a Piano is Ashake's song.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, so. Mm. But besides that, it's just that ginger.
It's meat?
Unruly. And there are people who put out something, it doesn't matter how meat or this
it is. I just think Olamide
is going to
longer.
Be the talk of the town. Mm-hmm. And Olamide is one of them.
Yeah.
So when they put out something, they take over the streets.
I don't think he's still as hungry as he used to be, and it's understandable.
Yeah.
I mean, he has boys to be hungry for him, right? Mm-hmm. He has people like Ashake, he has Fireboy, he has, what's this guy's name again? He has guys. that's going to do it for him. So I don't think he's as hungry as he used to be. So we can, you know, we can.
I would say, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, an unruly maybe one of the, that's like the last big album or project we've received for the year. Not to forget that.
No, I told them is, you know, one of those.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
Come on now. You cannot dare forget the very own African giant, Burna Boy.
African giant, my G.
God. I told them.
You see, this is what Burna Boy will say. I told them. Now they underrate me.
Exactly.
City Boys.
City, okay.
That has to for me, Shao. City Boys has to be one of the songs. I mean, I'm not gonna. It's gonna be in my top 10 of the year.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's a jam between City Boy and Way. What's that? Big Seven.
First of all,
he caught me on. But Ruga tried him, boy.
Yeah, rule the world.
Before that, maybe. Wandeko.
The one legend or no legend.
Yeah. That's quite a project too. Paso.
He dropped an album?
Yes, yeah, now.
Lots of albums dropped this year.
Paso.
But,
you know.
An album?
I didn't even think it was this year. Paso. It
an
is.
Album?
Yeah, legend or no.
Yeah, so there are other songs on there.
I'm still looking at this Burna Boy's album, and you know what would you rate this album, Detox? What would you rate?
Well, you know, the target and the market is different. The problem, me, I think, Shao, is that we're comparing I Told Them album with his previous works.
No, we have to though,
and it's a different style he engaged in this project. And they say I'm a Burna Boy fan, so I like to.
We want to hear you,
but I just hear you. It's for the Innit Boys. I said this thing on air.
Yeah, he didn't do it for. He didn't do it for us.
Not for Nigeria.
So if we compare it to Love Damini, we give this album a 2.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But if we listen to the album and compare it to albums that are in that category, it might get a good rank or rating. So,
which albums are on that category?
I mean, that kind of music, all these Big Seven, Wavy, City Boy. These are not Love Damini songs. These are not even Twice as Tall. You know, these are not African Giant.
Yeah.
You say this to say that you're giving it a 2, right?
No, it's to say that I'm giving it a solid 7.
But he did mention that he's dropping a second part of the album soon.
So maybe he will carry us along.
I don't think he's carrying anybody. Let me tell you, after listening to that album, I was like, yo, Brother Man was on a rant on this album. He doesn't like Nigerians, and I think it's understandable.
And even
using the name I Told Them, it sounded like he was reporting Nigerians to the Americans or the Innit Boys. I told them that I'm going to leave them here.
And that boy will be fine.
He will. Some of the guys who became very popular this year, one of them is Cade. He put out an EP. There's that Annabella song catching on or has caught on already.
On TikTok.
Pato Ranking put out World Best 2.
About that. What do you guys think about Pato Ranking? Does he have any hope?
Pato Ranking has a different kind of music.
Pato Ranking is not anybody's mate, first of all. Pato Ranking is not anybody's mate. I feel like Pato Ranking has carved a niche for himself, and the people that he is serving with that niche are very satisfied. Pato Ranking is a dancehall, Jamaican kind of vibe music, Rastafari kind of vibe music person. And that's what he's been putting out from My Woman, My Everything.
Yep.
From this recent album,
World Best, what song do you remember off your head?
What's that song? I can't remember.
Babylon.
Babylon.
Wait, that Bob is from
Bobby. Who Killed a Bobby?
That was, I love the song actually.
I've never really heard the full song.
Yeah.
I can bet you that Dictos listens to that song on the club. That's the only place he has it.
Yeah, they just play that. Who Killed a Bobby?
And I have a sipping.
So I haven't heard the full song yet, but it sounds like a jam.
It's a vibe.
So one of the most recent album or project that came out, this one is October. Benson, Sincerely Benson.
Ooh. Yeah, Sincerely Benson. Yeah.
And I don't know, man. It's still the song that came out many, many weeks ago that for me still continue to be the one, which is Gwagwalada with Kiss Daniel and Shea Vibes. He has some other songs on there, but he sounds very... it sounds very Benson, which is who he is,
he's
right?
He's really Benson now. Yeah.
You know, but I think we've forgotten someone.
Who's that?
Odumo.
Blue Magic's brother. Hey, one of the breakouts of the year. Ever since Declan Rice, it's just been a problem.
But listen,
was it a mixtape or an EP, whatever it is he put out?
Ezeoku, I think it's an album.
It's an album, actually.
See, I think a lot of us are just following the trend of.
I'll be very honest. I love Odumodu. Please, Odumodu, if you're listening to me, I love you. But, it's a big but. I understand what you're trying to do, right? He's trying to, you know, bring up the 80s vibe or the 90s vibe. Mm-hmm. He's trying to bring it back. But, bro, man, it's not giving. It's not really giving. I'm not connecting yet, right? Mm-hmm. For some reason, the only jam I connect with is Declan Rice.
Yeah.
I love Declan Rice. He's put out a few other ones. This one with...
Dog Eats Dog 2.
You know, somebody said everybody's pretending to like Odumodu Black.
Right? Run on the dance floor.
Here's the thing. He has this energy. I remember titles of his songs. He has this energy that you're forced to, you know,
and it seems like Odumodu Black has that story of somebody who is from the streets, and we have this sympathy.
It's too much. We have this sympathy again.
Once they say somebody's from the streets, which is why people like that, if he goes into Big Brother, he ain't gonna win.
I don't think that thing is working anymore because, to be honest, give us good music or give us good content or go home. That whole I come from this gutter, it ended with whiskey. Ended with them whiskey and Fino and Olami. They were tired.
I'm feeling bad talking about the Odumodu Black. You know why? He just secured a deal recently. And you know, when I'm talking about Odumodu and saying I don't like Odumodu's music, I've been sounding like, you know, John the Baptist in the wilderness, you understand? Because he was from this album that he secured a deal with Def Jam. I'm like, yo.
But the thing is, Odumodu, now I think it's easier for him to secure a deal because the place he is now, he's the only one there that is popping.
Yeah.
That his genre or whatever it is he has found himself in. There's nobody competing with him at his level now. Nobody else has broken out. So it's easy for him to get a deal like that. But I mean, he's not trying to do a Davido music. He's not doing Ashake music. He has his own.
True.
And he has has ears. The people where they like that music, then plenty. So they like it. So they are giving him the ball. So I can understand why he would get a deal. But the year's coming to an end. I don't think what's his name? Mayo Kun said he's dropping Love for Free or something.
Oh, my album.
What's this other person? Black Bones is putting out something.
Reminisce
is putting out something.
Oh, I can't wait for Reminisce though. I can't wait for his own.
It's not going to be a December popping album. Reminisce is Reminisce. It's like Odumodu Black.
Yeah.
He has his own people.
Yeah.
And he's always, you know, catering to them.
I would have been anticipating Black Bones, but I don't know what he did with this. Jeff Bezos and Ice Spice. I don't know what he did. I don't know what happened.
That's typical Black Bones music.
Yeah.
He's not doing any Kpangolo. Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about doing... I mean, he's done Commander. He's done... what's this other one? BBC, Big Black Cock. Which other one
you
again?
You didn't have to say the full meaning. I don't understand. We know this song is BBC. Which one are you telling us? You know, sign us now.
Magic has been saying BBC on radio.
Exactly.
He has been saying it on radio. I've never got the chance to say the full meaning.
You get it, Deepos.
Keep saying it. Say it. It makes you feel better. Say it.
For the gist.
You ready?
Hey, stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play podcast.
Let's do this.
Anyway, so those are some of the albums or projects we're expecting, but that whole December jam thing, is it still on?
I don't know. It's got to be.
Back in the day, you had to give it to P Square. Nobody came close.
True.
Like, they just knew how to do it. But now, I don't know where
in October. We've already had the December song.
What would it be? Which one? Lonely at the Top? Or is it going to be Magneto's Canada?
Canada. I think it's going to make it to December.
That's such a jam.
Actually.
You know, like, but about that song, the intro.
No, I don't say. Me, I like the remix. When I heard the remix with Fouse, because Fouse is like my. I have a special spot for Fouse. So when I heard his remix, I loved it. And then Olamide came with this, with Pull Up, like with the Jagaban. Oh, man. This guy's going to take all the shine.
I'm telling you.
And now, nobody's even promoting the remix with Fouse. It's all about the one with Olamide, understandably. So,
yes. Very understandable. I think it's going to make it till December, actually. It has the energy. It has that vibe that
Charlie, Poppy will give us December vibes.
I can give you.
Charlie, Poppy put out a song. Somebody said, I hope it's a prank. But it's the same guy we were vibing to. Charlie.
The guy is doing nonsense. I don't know
if it's on that pressure.
I just think he never had it, actually.
So everybody mention your top song. If you're going to name your top song of the year, this may be tough or may not be tough. Maybe not necessarily Naija songs or Afro beat, but what song would you say, Omo, looking back at 2023?
That's my song.
This one is a jam. I mean, because listen, I just remembered King Promise and what's this guy's name? Young John's Terminator or King Promise Terminator. That was such a jam for the year. Mad song.
It's actually huge.
I mean, who is your guy?
Spyro.
The remix, Spyro. Tiwa Savage. Oh my god, that's also a song of the year.
That's crazy.
Rema's Charm.
Another banger.
Come here. You know, I slept on that song when it came out too.
Oh, yeah? No, I loved it from the start.
No way. I just like, okay, because I was still on my Calm Down effect, and Calm Down just, it was like an instant song. Once it comes on, it makes you want to nod your head and go. So when Charm came out, I'm like, okay, let's see how it goes. Yeah. But
I actually got tired of Calm Down. Like, I was like, okay, maybe you guys, your turn. It was my turn before, right?
I know even people have taken Calm Down more personally.
You know?
So we just let them have it.
It's, you understand? Like, so that was it for me. I that one.
I think between Charm, let's start. Holiday.
Okay, Megaheads, yeah. Song of the Year.
I think I'll go with Holiday. First you go be the bad guy, then you go be Rema's Holiday. Yeah, that song is always in my head. Like, it just makes me excited and happy.
Can you think of any now song of the year for you?
Blue Magic Go.
Me, I'm gonna easily give it to Party No The Stop. Adekunle Gold and Zeno. that's my song of the year, man. When I hear it, I just want to get up and party.
I'm looking for
such an inspirational song for me.
Water is a nice song for his boys. Songs for Scarlett. But it's dope, right?
Yeah. And I was just saying I find myself singing Tyler's Water, and I feel one kind. I did feel one kind. Like, I'm supposed to be a man, man. What am I doing? This make me harder.
If I want a song that is going to, I mean, I think I have a lot of songs. I can't.
Just give us one.
Right?
Yes.
That is making me feel like, you understand? Mm. I mean, the mood, right? Mm. It's called The Clan Rice by Odumodu. That is the song that did it for me this year.
Guys, you need to see BMO in the studio dancing and vibing to
that song, bro. That song is mad.
It is a song.
And I think maybe that's the reason why I expect too much from Odumodu Block, right? Maybe because that song caught me. The other ones came, they didn't do it for me, but that one in particular.
Scarlett, now we're back to you. Is Lonely at the Top going to do it for you? It's not that lonely.
There's this song. It's not a Nigerian song, actually. Ooh, okay. That I really, really like.
Let's explore.
It's 007.
800. Oh, yeah. No. Is this 007?
Is it 700? 07? No, not 0700.
Is this 0800 Heaven?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
If heaven had a phone line. I love that song.
I think I'm just going to give
that song like my song of
the year.
That's
a good song. Yeah. So anyway, just in case there's a song you like or an album you like that we may have forgotten to mention here, please forgive us. We are human beings.
Yeah.
So you can also let us know your top songs of the year and which album album, Diddy For You, like we have said. I mean, you never can tell. Who knows? Last week or last 2 weeks of the year, somebody might just pull out one monster hit from nowhere.
Boom!
And it will become the jamming song for the entire holidays.
We're expecting a song from Wizkid.
We're here for it. No. We love the hits. Well, Wizkid is mourning, so maybe he
might
not
just use that mourning now and give us Christmas song. You never know what will happen from grief.
I can't believe we talked about albums and we didn't mention any of Malay songs. Though. That is Reason song.
It's true.
It's not reasonable enough to be mentioned.
Hey!
We know Reason now.
But it's not an album like or an EP now. It's just a single. But Reason is fire.
Yeah.
Reason is fire.
It's like a Boy Alone deluxe version that had that project. That was good.
We love you. Afro Depression.
And they so remixed too. I mean, it was fire.
Yeah.
Anyway, 4Play Podcast, there you have it for this week. Episode 12, Season 3.
Yeah.
We're soon going to be done with Season 3, but when we return the next time, it's going to be with a much more interesting episode.
Mm-hmm.
Be here for that one. Shout out to everyone for stopping by. Megaheads, thank you especially. Thank you again. I see I'm making it sound like you guys came to my podcast.
Yeah.
We all thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next time.
Bye.
Remember, www.thecoolfm.ng. When you get on social media, it's nice if you give us a follow.
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.